Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining my podcast, The Behavioral Blueprint. I want to personally introduce myself. My name is Solana, and this is episode 1, ins and outs of 2024. I want to personally set the tone by making it very clear that this is a safe space for everyone dealing with anything that you are dealing with. And if you need to talk to anyone, I have an anonymous reaching out method where you can speak to professionals and also people that are proclaimed to help you. If you have any personal questions for me, like a Q&A, where I can answer it very quickly through a podcast segment, please let me know and I will further create it for my podcast. For now, we will get to segment number 1, reflecting in 2023. I want to encourage everyone to further look at how you really felt last year and how you really wanted to have goals that became, or the ones that didn't, what made you question why they didn't, or maybe even the frustration around those things not happening. And I want you to further accept them and know that regardless of what happens for you, everything that you have today is meant to be with you today. A common thing of struggle that I've seen a lot of people deal with has been looking at the regret form of the things that they see and saying that they lost. Especially for myself, I looked at last year as a thing of losing. But I look at it now and realize I'm kind of glad that I don't have that thing in my life anymore, because I looked at everything as a thing of taking for me last year, and I was very selfish last year, and I became a person that I didn't think I wanted to be, because I attached myself to things that are just seeking or curiosity inducing, or things that people always want to attain themselves to be, and those things can be very dark, especially when you get to them very young. Especially for me, I'm 19, so I don't know everything in the world, but especially going outside of high school, I thought that I knew everything because I was smarter than a lot of people at high school because I did not want to be around them, but I also wasn't better than them. And I think that gets to my point with thinking that I was better than another person, and that comes with privilege, but that also goes into the play of me looking at what my life looked like. And for me, whenever I did those things, I went to a point of avoiding the problems that I dealt with myself. So with me even telling you guys this, those were common things that I dealt with. And how I went to further look into betterment with those things, I looked at the root and I looked at the source and I looked at the problem. And of course, with everything there comes trauma. But for me, I wanted to truly then further get to a point where I can address those things and address the traumas and what I dealt with as truth, and know that I can create a reality past them instead of having my mind create a wall thinking that I can't surpass the things that I endured. How I personally helped myself and how I became a better person was, again, addressing the issues and the roots, but also creating new and creating an inner new world for myself that basically helped me explore my personal development and impact what would be better for myself. The girl or the thing or the non-binary person I know I love being, because I connect to the deeper versions of myself and not heal them, but validate them. Those things are important for me. Now, what you have to question to yourself is, what is the deepest version of you? What keeps you going? Because even whenever you're rotating like a robot or doing whatever you think is best, you have to question to yourself, is this enough? Is this best for you? Do you create a version for yourself to be better? You know? And for my inner world of 2024, that's one of my ends. I want to create a version of a world where I can step into it and be present in it every day. That means not even just outwardly getting external things, but working internally and questioning the hardest things that you haven't been able to admit. Things that I dealt with 8 years ago are spinning right back into my life today. And I take appreciation in them because they are helping me. But I also have to reflect and show gratitude to those feelings and make a new setting for those past feelings. I say creating mental health strategies also as well, like doing whatever spiritually is led for you. If you are Christian and you look into creating a meditation for the Bible, looking into creating a medium for yourself in the Bible, and you look to the Bible, I respect that. If you are Muslim and you believe in reading into the Quran or whatever practice is best for you that makes you self-regulate and makes you feel very calm and at one with yourself, will further better you into a great beyond for yourself. Personal anecdotes and things that help me are literally creating, especially doing it right now, because what I'm doing right now, I've never done this before. I have never made a podcast or even looked into doing a podcast until like late last year. And I am defying my odds because I've been limited with my throat for years when it comes down to me speaking up for myself or me even talking in general, because I felt like my voice wasn't enough. And now I'm here today, of course, defying the odds and really being thankful for the things that I had to connect to with my choice of like religion and my choice of even looking at like my family and going outwardly to the community that I'm looking to grow. You know, I appreciate those things. Shout out to my friends, shout out to my family. Even though I have my moments of questioning, I go back into the thing that is regulating for me, making that clear. Go back to the things that regulate yourself, no matter what the day or the time, no matter what part of you is restricted, going back to that thing that helps you go to the normal version of yourself, if that's the word. I don't even want to use the word normal. I would use the word even safe would be the best word. Finding a safe place for yourself. I had somebody even say, go into like closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, and you just hold and you say to your gut or wherever in your body is feeling super tense, and you say, you belong, and you breathe out. You belong. And that absolutely works. I do not care what anybody says. That works. That works. That works. That works. So for segment three, it's going to be looking at how you have to navigate the relationships that you have in 2024. If you're going to be creating your new reality, I always say that looking at community is the biggest part of who is around you. Who are the people encouraging you? Who are the people enabling you? Who are the people questioning you? And if you don't have those things that are like people helping you, question those things. And if you are in a season of just even loneliness at the moment, and this is just not meant for you and you just don't relate to it, I understand. Because being in spaces of loneliness means that you have to question your own actions and question where you are and where you have to be. But for people that, of course, have relationships with their parents or their friends, and they question if they are beneficial for them or are they best for you, questioning if they are pouring into you is a big question as well, too. I will also say, please, 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 please evolve the relationships that you know are good for you as well. People don't talk about the really good relationships that you can have with people that you just fall out with because there's just one simple thing. No beef, no nothing. But like just somebody doesn't text back. go ahead and pour into those relationships, because sometimes those relationships are going to further better. I talked to my friend that was here but then moved to New York, and I at first was just really hurt by it, but we talked about it and we grew from it because we both realized, yeah, we have life going on, but it doesn't change the fact that we can still be friends. And what I looked at that in that moment was really understanding that my friendships can grow and change the same way that I can grow and change. Even when you think that you're not changing or you're not doing something for somebody else, in reality, you are. Like, if you're not going to sleep for 8 hours or 9 hours a day and you're not taking care of yourself, you are further setting yourself up for failure. Now, let's put that into a relationship standpoint. If you are not being able to pour into that relationship or friendship in a proper way and not aiding to the friendship, it's of course going to set the relationship again up for failure, because it's not beginning a process that was supposed to be taken care of in the first place. Like watering a flower, like, you're supposed to do that every so often at a regular routine basis. Do the same thing for yourself and do the same thing for others around you. The community around you is just as important as yourself. Now, if you're in a space where you have to take things off the shelf and take new things in question if it's the right thing for you, talking about friendships, relationships, do that. Analyze what is your circle. Analyze what is the best part of your circle. What's the worst part of your circle? How can I identify this thing for myself? How can, like, really going into questioning what is your, again, reality? What's your reality? What will begin to change you? What will begin to make you into the person that you, of course, want to be? I would say for personal goals and growth for segment 4, I say helping you create big and small goals will be very crucial and very beneficial to your setting of where you set yourself for 2024. Of course, you can do things that are very just, I wouldn't even use the word blasphemous. I would use the word spur of the moment. Of course, you can have those things. But for things that you know take time and take fruition and take grit and take dedication, write them down, because creating a realm of an experience for those things to exist in your head and then writing them down is a form of even making a reality of it. If it doesn't feel right that you think you should continue it, it's fair that you might not be able to continue it. Now, if it's truly written down and set focused and committed to and connected to you, that's where the goal actually might be destined for you. Strategies that I always say for personal and professional growth has been being able to know your place of where the season is in your life with the personal goal that you have for yourself. Of course, like for myself, I have to do small goals for myself right now, especially at the beginning of the year. Knowing the basics of your body and knowing the basics of what you need for your body is a very important thing. I haven't been nourishing my water intake, and I need to nourish my water intake because it's really better for my mental health to do so. But I know other people, of course, exercising and creating new body image goals and even going into like their faith and their religion and going into replenishing that and pouring into that is important for them too. Big examples that I've seen people with the outcome of them has been not even just the outer. I really want to focus on the inner, because the inner is going to be important for you to know. Creating the inner experience of your personal goals and achieving them will be actually important for you to be disciplined for. What is something you want? You. And if you don't know, I say begin a quest of a journey that will help you further benefit what you want for yourself. Last but not least, I will say that community and having friends is a very important thing for everyone to have. Have a shoulder to lean on, have friends to talk to, have people to look towards when it comes down to even checking on the things that you have for yourself. Now, not everything is going to be required for you to go into needing other people's input, but it will ask of you, what is something that this person is benefiting for myself? What is this other person doing outwardly, inwardly, if that's a word, and checking them and seeing, hey, are they doing good for themselves? Are they doing enough for themselves? Are they doing enough for you? Because the core four, core five people in your life are going to be the people in you and out of you, what you believe and what you think of yourself. Highlighting stories and experiences that are with your friends, like posting them or even going to an extent of creating a visual diary, will be something that you could look back on for 2024. And nourishing and understanding those experiences were best for you at the time. I always invite people to create their input on things that I talk about. I asked one of my friends, what do you think about my page? What do you think about this, and this? And she told me, hey, like, I really like your style. I like your editing and I like everything that you do. Just to find a aesthetic that you have for yourself. And I was like, dang, I didn't even think of that, because that makes sense. And I really sat there and did work, and I looked at branding, and I found one of my favorite creators. I forgot his name, but he basically is like the quote-unquote god of branding, and he like makes you look at what you should do as the identity of a brand. And I just want to thank my best friend Izzy, because she's amazing and she helped me out with that. And now it's creating a version of me to talk to a microphone. Did not think that was going to be my reality, but we're here. So I'm appreciative of that. That's just one example of like my community being able to hold me accountable on things that I know I want to benefit for myself. So finding that community for yourself will be a benefiting factor. Okay, so circling back on what we were talking about, whatever you had to reflect on 2023, you looked at what was important for you and what was the biggest aspect of what you needed to remove. So the outs of my 2023, for example, were negatively impacting others, negatively impacting myself, and being dishonest with myself. Another part that I think a lot of people don't see is creating the inner world for yourself is a important thing for you to set yourself into for next year. I also would say the next thing that you have to focus on is navigating your relationships that you have with yourself and questioning and checking yourself enough to see if you're doing enough for those friendships and relationships. So that's an in, making sure I navigate my relationships correctly, by the way. A personal end that I really want to focus on as well too is personal goals and growth for other people and for myself, creating the community that I need, and also being accountable on the goals that I have is going to be something that's very beneficial for me and that I want you guys to focus on as well. And then also just creating community and connection, like I was saying, is going to be benefiting for you, because you never know who you'll meet even in the crowds of certain events that you'll go to if you are an extrovert like me. And then last but not least, I want you guys to know I appreciate you for taking time to listen to my podcast, and also anything that I was engaging in on my Instagram that we have, Behavioral Blueprint. The Behavioral Blueprint on Instagram, by the way. Go ahead and follow that. I highly encourage feedback from you guys on what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear for these episodes. I want to talk about anything that you guys are interested in. I always love hearing feedback and input, regardless of where it goes. And also, I have a new episode coming out next Sunday that will actually be over mental health and what we can do for ourselves and for other people that will further better us. And I want to say for the last part of the segment, thank you so much for listening, tuning into my podcast. If you have any questions, please, again, look at the links below and look into my podcast or me. If you have any questions to reach out to me, you can always reach out to me through my Q&A or through my social media endeavors. If you have any questions for me, again, let me know through those. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you again. And bye. Better than a... Ooh, that did not stop. I was just going to say, better than a classroom of dicks. Jack Harlow.